2237.
There's many changes that have to be made to prevent this from ever happening again. And first and foremost is a ban on assault rifles and military-style guns.
That was Neil Heslin talking about, you know, the fact that his son was killed at Sandy Hook Elementary, and he wants to throw in his two cents on Connecticut gun laws. He says ban the high-capacity rifles. You can certainly feel for him. It was very emotional, and there's more hearings to come. And speaking of hearings, here we are at the start of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you and yours are doing okay. But on the Hill, it was pretty hot and centered on guns, either gun control or gun advocacy. The NRA versus, in a sense, Congresswoman, former Congresswoman Gabby Gifford. So lots of emotion when it comes to the discussion on guns in this country. The head of the NRA says, listen, part of the problem is that we have these laws on the books when it comes to background checks, for example, but they're not properly being enforced. Records are not being exchanged, especially when it comes to the mental health area. And gun control is not the answer.
My problem with background checks is you're never going to get criminals to go through universal background checks. I mean, they're all the law-abiding people, you'll create an enormous federal bureaucracy.
Yeah, and that's the problem. I mean, is bureaucracy the answer? I think every single one of us, I don't care if you wear a D, an R, an I on your chest, we know that red tape means more red tape, begets more problems, and frankly, when there's just too many of the laws that are out there, they're just not correctly enforced. So he has a point when he talks about that. Without a doubt, this is only the beginning of discussing guns in this country, whether it's emotionally charged testimony at a hearing in Connecticut or in Washington, D.C. Yeah, everybody has a point of view on this, and it's nothing new. We certainly have talked about guns. We've talked about defending the Second Amendment. We've talked about what it looks like today versus what initially the forefathers thought when we put the amendments in place, and the struggle over the Constitution versus the interpretation today. I mean, I could do 20 shows on this and have 50 different people with points of view, people who have lost people, people who have saved people as a result of, you know, concealed and carry because they knew what to do. They were armed. In my own family, I have two examples of this. One, somebody who was killed because a gun accidentally went off. Also, somebody else who was killed in a robbery because they weren't armed, and then somebody else who was able to defend themselves, hold a man down with a gun until the police came. So, and you may have your own examples of defending your family, your business, or watching somebody come in and, you know, unfortunately blow somebody away. It's very, unfortunately, there's a lot of heartache, and it's pretty tough, some of the things that we're seeing in certain areas of the country, like Chicago and some of the urban areas. There was a sad story of a 15-year-old girl who sang at the inauguration, and she was walking with some friends just the other day in an open field. Someone decides to open fire for no particular reason. She wasn't the intended target. She just happened to be there when some idiot with a gun decides he's going to shoot some criminal who's cruising around, and she ends up dying, and the family is at a loss for words. The highest of highs, going to Washington, having the honor, singing, and then the lowest of lows, their teenager losing her life. It's just insanity. That's what it is, and it's not going to be settled over a couple of hearings. I truly believe We're not going to see massive change regardless when it comes to anything related to gun control because of the numbers simply don't match up when you look at what's happening in Washington with the House. That's not going to wash. It's not going to go through. And the examples of the examples that also weigh on the other side of people who have been able to defend themselves, it's, you know, weighing one side and the other. But it is a hot button issue, to say the least. So we're going to talk more about that during this hour of ATN, including a crazy shooting in Arizona. Guy goes in for a mediation and decides to open fire, kill somebody, hit somebody else who happens to be in the way, and hits another attorney. It was two attorneys. Plus, hey, it's the Super Bowl. Can you believe it? Super Bowl weekend. Who do you like, the Ravens or the 49ers? A lot of money being wagered on the Super Bowl. $10 billion, in fact. Steve Budin, the Buddha man, is going to come on and tell us that a big chunk of that money, in fact, is going offshore. But he'll talk about why he thinks the 49ers are going to win the game. Don't forget, in our next hour, our final nail the score of the season. It's like picking lottery numbers. All you have to do is call in, pick a side, and give us a guess. Or, during the three segments, send us your guess at americatonight.net, because then it will certainly count. And maybe you'll be our next winner. We had a winner early in the season, Dave from Vermont, but we could have a winner for the Super Bowl. That would be a pretty cool way to go out. Some people have come close this season, but it's not about close. It's about nailing the score, nailing the score. Since we started talking about the NRA testimony and Gabby Giffords on the other side saying enough is enough, we have to do something about it, we've got to get so-called assault-style weapons, if you will. In other words, high-capacity mags, the ability, as you know, it's not truly an assault weapon, but if for lack of a better way to describe it, we'll say assault weapons. Getting them off the streets was her point of view. Wayne LaPierre says, no, it's not about the guns. It's about too many laws that aren't even enforced at this point, and the criminals will always have guns. There was a very strange story that happened yesterday with this guy, Jimmy Lee Dykes, who was supposed to have been in court on Wednesday facing charges that he shot at some people during a December argument over the dirt road that separated some properties, his properties and his neighbors. So in the end, what ends up, happening is this guy instead ends up holding a six-year-old hostage in an underground bunker. How does this happen? I don't understand. You know, the boy's family is a wreck. Investigators are still trying to communicate with the suspect, and they don't think the kid has been harmed. And the story gets weirder from there. I'm going to give you all the skinny on this. You try to figure it out. All over a dirt road. Hang with us.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. And the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey,
the criminals won't go to purchase the guns because there'll be a background check. We'll stop them from the original purchase. You missed that point completely. And I think it's basic.
Senator, I think you missed it.
Let there be order.
All right, some of that heated debate in D.C. Wayne LaPierre talking about criminals, guns, background checks, mixing it all up. In the end, are we going to see anything change in the culture? And what are we to do? How do we keep the people who want to open fire from doing so? You know, if I had the answer to that question, boy, I wish I did. Because there is no 100%, sadly. I would be so heartsick if I had been a parent and put yourself in their shoes of one of those innocent kids in Newtown, Connecticut, or one of the people in the theater in Aurora, Colorado, or had a kid at Virginia Tech. I can only imagine the lump that still must sit in their throat, because I don't care how much counseling you get, and I know I'm going to get letters from psychologists and psychiatrists every time I say it, you cannot close that circle. It is so difficult. You cannot tell me that there's a way to try to survive, and you have to sometimes for other family members and kids, but it must just be the worst burden that you can possibly ever, ever imagine. And for my money, I'm eye for eye, tooth for tooth, so be it. If somebody does that, like James Holmes, at least in his case, he didn't kill himself. They have him. They're trying him. There's something about being able to confront him in court, and many of the victims' families do that. They go, they watch, they see, they say something. This is what you've done to our life. And I think that's great to let them to be able to talk to the person who altered their life and took their young child or took their spouse or took their daughter, their son, you know, whatever the the connection might be. But there's no 100%, and that's what the NRA guy is pretty much saying. You know, hey, listen, my solution, get an armed guard in every school. That's the immediate first thing you can do to protect the school. That's the first thing you can do. That's why that Florida mother said, you know what, I'm going to pony up the money for this because I'm not going to worry about it. Even though I feel really safe and I think it's a one in a million chance, I'm not taking the chance. I'm going to pay the money until we come up with something different. Well, this Jamie Lee Dykes, I want to explain the rest of the story, flush it out for you. He's the guy that stopped the bus and took the six-year-old kid off the bus at gunpoint on Tuesday afternoon in Midland City, Alabama. The bus driver was shot and killed. The school is saying he's the hero, though, because he saved 21 other children that were on that bus. Apparently, this has to do with an argument over a dirt road that separated some properties. And sadly, the six-year-old boy is the one that's now suffering and in a bunker as a result of that. And it gets worse because he suffers from Asperger's syndrome and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So it's got to be in the confined space like that. It has to be incredibly difficult. And they've been putting things down into the bunker for him to occupy him, whatever, coloring books, crowns, medication, that kind of stuff, because you would need medication from it. So this guy Dykes, this nut, was digging on the property, and that apparently is that whole bunker thing, and that was the hole that was being dug was supposed to be a storm shelter, and now, you know, look what it is. He was doing it for, they say, every other night between 2 and 3 a.m. for a year and a half. And lo and behold, unfortunately, that's what happens. And the, you know, this guy, the motivations of him and the emotions for the people around him, around the situation, must be absolutely incredible. All right, on this show, a lot of times, you know how we roll, we zig and zag in a couple of different directions. We open up talking about the politics of guns and testimony, whether it's the people from Newtown, Connecticut, whose children were killed, or whether we're talking about Gabby Giffords saying we got to do something, or whether we're talking about Wayne LaPierre saying, hey, listen, gun owners aren't the problems, whatever it is. I think we're going to see a lot of it. As I said, 2013 is it is the year of the gun. Either keeping the guns or taking the guns. That's it. As I said before, there's no gray area here. You cannot be on the fence, or like Humpty Dumpty, you're going to fall over and they're not putting you back together again. I mean, there's no way you can hedge your bets on this. And this is what the politicians will find. As much as they like to run around, talk circles and spin, they're not going to be able to spin on this because it's going to come down to yay or nay as more of the possible legislation gets pushed forward. There's no way out of this. There's not going to be gridlock because it's going to be you're either in or you're out. Much like immigration, if they're really serious about this immigration reform, here we go again, laws that weren't enforced, but okay. So now we have this bipartisan immigration plan. How many of you listening to me believe in fairy tales? How many of you think that there is going to be a road to amnesty? That what the road is going to look like is a toll road. So people that have been here are going to have to come up with back taxes. Uh-huh. Good luck with that. What are you going to come say? Well, let me see. I've been living here a year, and here's my back taxes. But seriously, come up with back taxes. The other thing that was going to be part of this, in some cases they're saying, well, you have to be able to speak English. You can certainly speak Spanish or another language, but you have to be able to speak English. So now we're outlining and looking at these possible immigration bill. So is there really a willingness to compromise? And what is the compromise toward getting permanent residency and coming out of the shadows in the United States, the 15 million maybe or so, they say 11 million, but I got to think it's higher than that. How are you, you know, how are you going to make this a reality? The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, is not really saying much. He's doing the two-step fast. He's all over the floor. He's not committing to anything. He's just saying he wants to see the senator's plan. And there are a few other key members of the House who feel like he does. So when you legalize people who are in the country illegally, what does that cost us? What does that cost taxpayers? What does that do with jobs? And, you know, ultimately, by granting amnesty, are we compounding the problem? Are we encouraging more illegal immigration? Or, no, that's stupid. We're just trying to figure out a way to smooth out the rough edges. And what about all those people, by the way, who waited in line and are still waiting in line because they want to be a citizen of the United States? And they're not cutting. They're not coming across. They're waiting. They're saving their pennies, getting a lawyer, going through the system, trying to make it happen, all that kind of stuff. You know, and maybe that's a naive way to look at things. But I think, and knowing people in that position, I think it has to be kind of infuriating to them. There's no road to amnesty there. So the Senate's got a framework going. The House plan's going to include a path to citizenship. Details are being worked out. And what's the plan going to look like? We know it's going to have to have something as far as punishment with specifically with taxes. But how are the steps going to be worked out, and how many people are going to be able to get out of the so-called shadows, come forward and claim they want to be a legal citizen of the United States? All right, coming up next on America Tonight, how about an app to teach your kids about budgets? What a novel concept. Since our government can't get it right, how about teaching kids when they're 8 years old, 9, 10, how to have a budget, how to plug in numbers, how to know where the money is, how to figure out when you want to get something, how to cool off, have a little waiting period so you don't go hog wild on something. Wait till you hear the man we have next, Ross Amelie, who's got a cool, cool app that can help a lot of people.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com. Spelled MindRegard.com and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Sugar man, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of these things. For the blue corn, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships, you carry jumpers, coat, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar man, met a false friend on a lonely, dusty road. Lost my heart when I found it. It had turned to dead black coal. Silver magic.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How often do we say on this show, one of the biggest problems we have in this country is burying our heads in the sand and not paying attention to our own financial matters. This is all, so many of us are upset about what's going on in Washington. Imagine if you started early. We did this one time where we talked about how many people had classes or learned when they were a kid how to save money, what it meant, what percentages were, what was coming out as far as a bank account, that kind of stuff. Well, wait till you meet our next guest. Ross Amelie's in the wings right now. He's the CEO and co-founder of something called BreadVault.com. And I hope this thing really, really explodes so that you can have an interactive experience for some of those younger kids that we said a lot of us never got, so they can avoid some of the mistakes some of us have made when it comes to financial lessons. And perhaps they don't have to live with the fear of debt hanging over their head and living paycheck to paycheck. Ross, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So tell me the genesis, or what was the impetus for starting BreadVault.com?
Well, it was a couple things. First of all, I'm a financial advisor by trade, so I meet with several families who are looking for solutions for their kids, and there's nothing taught in the schools that's really worthy to mention. A lot of the lesson plans that are running through the schools right now are still paper-based, and as we know, these kids are living on iPads and iPhones, so they were looking for solutions, and then for myself and my own household, I was looking for a better solution with my kids. And I just had a general discussion with my father-in-law, who happens to be a software developer, and we blueprinted this idea, and decided that we're going to take this financial literacy platform to the devices that are relevant to our kids.
So when you start off and you come up with a blueprint and figure out what you need, what's the first thing you think that has to be part of this that you when you started to pull it together?
Well, it's the boring words of delayed gratification. We have to build it around that concept, but not make it boring. So it's got to be cool and effective for kids. And by building on those devices, we accomplish part of that. But then it has to be something that draws their interest back to it. So it's not just a one-and-done app or a one-and-done website for the family. It's got to be something that is interesting enough, has enough tools on it that kids enjoy to keep coming back to it. And subliminally, we hope that they learn the lessons of financial literacy while just applying the app to their daily lives.
Yeah. So what do they learn about debit cards? What do they learn about cash, that kind of stuff? What do you tell them about that?
Well, some of the communication around the site itself is more educational. And we believe that, you know, there's a lot of gurus out there that tell you not to get too heavily involved with debit cards and to keep cash in envelopes. And when you run out of cash in that envelope, just stop using it, you know, for the month. But that, you know, it looks good on paper, but in application, that's a risky process, first of all, because if you're carrying around wads of dollar bills, not only is it unsafe, but when you spend dollars and you don't track them and write things down, that's how people get into trouble with their budget. So we tell people, you know, make sure your money is electronic. On Bread Vault, they can actually track their money virtually. So we know where every penny is spent on behalf of these kids regarding their allowance money, their babysitting money, their chore income money. We know where all the money is flowing. And we use three channels for that money flow. So the kids can save up for things they want to purchase for the short term, but they can also invest in mom and dad's account in stocks for the long-term needs like college or first car. And then they can also learn how to be charitable with their money by donating to some of their favorite charities around them.
So when you talk about showing where the money goes, teaching kids budgets then, correct?
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to. And kids have a pretty good idea of how money works at about age 7. So we try to reach them at about age 7, introduce the product to them. Hopefully parents are spending time on the product themselves so that they can feel comfortable integrating it into the household daily operation. And kids really enjoy the environment because on our product, they can also search for things that they want to purchase through over 18,000 retailers. And that's one of the fun benefits of budgeting is you can do some online shopping without actually pulling the trigger until you actually have enough money in the account.
Yeah. You put forth a whole bunch of resolutions. It is like a revolution, but a whole bunch of resolutions
yeah.
that I thought were really great. And one of them is so key. I see this all the time, the whole impulse buying thing. You have a resolution yeah. that says self-impose a 24-hour major purchase decision rule. What is it about us as Americans? And you know you're in this financial game that we can't help ourselves. We want it. We want instant gratification. And that's a no-no, isn't it?
Yeah, and it seems so simple in concept, but in application it's really tough to adhere to. So I'll give you the example of my family. I have a 10-year-old daughter, and she knows that every time we go to Target or Walmart that no longer can she come up to me and say, "Dad, can I have this?" It's, "Dad, can I save this in my Bread Vault account?" So what we have on our technology is a way for her to take a picture of the UPC code while she's at the store, and it fills right into her savings goal sheet on Bread Vault, and now she starts to save for that item instead of making me purchase it on the spot, which I'm not apt to do. So it avoids that confrontation in the store. It avoids the pouting 45 minutes later, and it's just a great tool for kids to understand that you can't make impulse purchases because that's how you get in trouble with your money.
Another thing that you say is every time you get a credit card app in the mail, tear it up. Why tear it up?
Well, the truth is that if you really want a credit card, you can actually vet all the credit card providers through the web, and you can find the card that perfectly fits your needs. So the fact that they're soliciting you must mean that you're on a list somewhere, and it's really not catered to your needs. So if you really need that credit card, and I do suggest that every family carries one and they make some purchases now and then, but pay it off every month. But go find that card. Go find that perfect card with no annual fee. Go find that lowest interest rate out there. Don't just take the card that shows up in the mail with the 19.9% interest.
Great advice. As somebody who gets applications all the time, it seems, I think it's good. You got to be careful about that, too, because it's easy to get duped into things if you have to really read the fine print. There's a reason why there's a sensational headline and then everything else is tiny, and there's pages and pages and pages of this stuff. Another thing that you say, besides obviously you're showing where the money goes and all that kind of stuff is, and I thought this was great, you say never buy what you can share or borrow for free. That used to be what people would do. That was a normal thing. But for some reason now, why is it that people are so hesitant to ask their neighbor to borrow something they're going to use once?
Well, some of that's social, I guess. Some of us don't even know our neighbors, but those of us who do, I think there is a keeping up with the Joneses attitude out there still that exists. In my household, I usually give the example, we get a lot of snow here in North Dakota. In fact, we had a foot here in the last week, and I have six shovels in my house or in my garage, and I only have four people living at my house. So I don't know why I need six shovels. I might need two, and if it's a really snowy day, I'll go ask my neighbor to borrow his snowblower, and he'd be more than happy to lend it to me, but we don't take that step. So it's a bunch of things. It's babysitting. It's carpooling. It's all types of things that can save the average household some money just by getting a little smarter and pooling our resources and pooling our assets.
Yeah. One of the things that you talk about, and for this whole online interactive experience for young people starting at age 8, and you talked about that when kids are aware of money and what it means and that kind of stuff, besides saving for the things you want and budgeting, we talked about that, obviously, you also say invest for your future, and that's putting things aside. You mentioned that briefly for things you really want, right?
Yeah. So my daughter's already talking about iPad devices, but she's already talking about a car, and she's only 10. She wants to start saving for her first car, and I'm all for it, but with rates where they're at in the bank, I'm trying to teach her that there's other investments, there's other tools out there that have a little bit more risk, but she could get more reward out of those tools. And one of the concepts we show on our app is stocks, and we put out kid-friendly versions of stocks that they can look at, like Disney, Target, Campbell's Soup. They can learn about stocks on our app, and then if they decide that they want to save for that future purchase, they can actually buy stocks in mom and dad's account. And then once mom and dad decide that they've made enough money to make a down payment on a car, they can pull that money out and put the down payment for the child. So it's basically the child using their money to invest for some longer-term needs without just having the parent dole it out.
Yeah. Great idea. Love the concept. Hope a lot of people will use it. What's the reaction so far with people you've been talking to and whatnot?
Everywhere we go, it's been great. And the one common theme that we get in every presentation from adults is there a version coming for adults? And actually, we are kind of building a framework more for family use. It's primarily a kid's tool right now. But we've had so much demand from adults who need a better system that we've got some cool stuff rolling out here in the next 6 months.
All right, awesome. We'll have you back on. Ross, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate the time.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Ross.
Thanks, Kate. Bye-bye.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Obviously, the Super Bowl. $10 billion is expected to be wagered on the Super Bowl. Is there anything bigger? It's the Harbaugh Showdown, the Ravens and the 49ers. Who better to join us on the show than our old friend, Buddha, Steve Budin from PickNation.com. Hey, Buddha man, how you been?
Funny thing is that out of that $10 billion, only $100 million of it, or $200 million of it, will be wagered in Las Vegas, so it shows you the discrepancy between offshore betting and onshore betting. I've been great. I will be in Vegas. They will get my money this Super Bowl as well. Hopefully I'll get their money. That's usually how it goes down. But I'll tell you what, the truth is that with this game, you know, any handicapper that comes out with this as the biggest play of his life is a fraud. Because, you know, there's a big difference between looking at 15 games in a regular season week and trying to find that game that was overlooked, wasn't bet into shape, and trying to find a value in the line. And that's a great way to win long term. But to try to make sense out of a game that's being bet for two weeks now, overanalyzed, overdiscussed, every single angle, every single loophole has been exposed and discussed. There is no value here. This line is the right line. And you're going to have to actually win this game.
Yeah, no kidding. And we saw a little bit of movement right in the beginning. It seems like a lot of the money, something like 60%, was on the Ravens.
Yeah, it moved the line from 4.5 and 5 down to 3.5. And I think people look at, you know, six out of the last eight Super Bowls were won by the dog. You know, it's very tempting to have a knee-jerk reaction and take the points in a Super Bowl where, you know, you're really not sure of who's going to win, which I think was the state of the nation. Because let's be honest, these two teams, other than in their respective cities, San Fran a little more than Baltimore, really don't have fans across the country. These are pretty much local market teams. I mean, San Francisco may have some people back in the stuff with them that live in Florida or somewhere else, and San Francisco. Those are teams that, you know, are marquee teams that have fans across the nation. These two teams, people really aren't that familiar with other than what they've heard the last couple of weeks and seen the last couple of weeks. And because of that, they don't know the whole picture with Baltimore, and they may be just a little overhyped about Baltimore, but maybe not. You know, look, I've been saying that every week about Baltimore in the postseason, and they keep winning. They don't look like they have the flaws they had. And I'll tell you what, people make a big deal about the move that Sam Fran made, switching from Smith to Kaepernick. And believe me, that was a huge, bold move that got them to where they are today. But let's not forget that, that midseason, Baltimore made a bold move too. They fired their offensive coordinator, you know, and when they did that, it was almost like when the Knicks fired D'Antoni, Flacco became mellow and all of a sudden started to, you know, play his best football. And, that was a bold move by Baltimore. So, I think that both of these teams made bold moves, midseason that really, you know, put them in the position that they're in now. Obviously, Baltimore, you can argue, got a little bit lucky at the end of that Denver game. That's why they're in it. But you know what? At the end of the day, they're in it, and they're in it to win it. And like I said, there is no easy bet this game.
Yeah. Were you surprised? I mean, you just talked about the moves, and that's what made the difference down the stretch. But honestly, just in looking and watching and breathing this all season long, as you do every season, were you surprised that these are the two last teams standing in a way?
Well, I mean, you have to be surprised with San Francisco because you saw their best last year with Alex Smith, and they just couldn't get over the top, and they really hadn't, heading into December, really hadn't done anything to overcome that. And I really believe that's why the move was so brilliant, because win or lose, they knew what they had last year wasn't enough to get them over the top. And it wasn't a defensive issue, it was an explosive offensive issue. Alex Smith was not going to make a mistake, he was going to get you 16, 17 point game and put it in the hands of the defense. And that got them very far last year, but not far enough. But then when they changed to Kaepernick, all of a sudden, you know, they had that. They were dangerous on offense and dangerous on defense. And I think, really, that's break down this game. And with Baltimore, there's just no way I could have pictured them to be in the Super Bowl. I thought they were the biggest fraud in the NFL. I thought the whole Ray Lewis comeback was fraudulent. I thought that his better days and best days had long passed him. I thought that downtown Baltimore was a whole lot scarier than the Baltimore defense. But in the postseason, you know, there's sometimes a veteran group of guys that have been there, done that, need the intensification of a postseason to bring out their best ball. And it's obvious that's what we're seeing in Baltimore, who have put themselves in a position now to actually win a Super Bowl. And like I said, it's no lock. I'm leaning towards San Francisco because at the end of the day, I think they have the better defense. I think they have the better offense. They have the better defense and the better offense. Well, that's the team that you probably want to bet on. Much more fun to watch that.
Yeah. How much do you put into the coaching here? Because obviously, like I said, when I went to you, the storylines anyway is all about the Harbaugh guys. And of course, they live and breathe and eat this, including with their father.
Right, so I think the coaching is a wash. You know, I think that, you know, pretty much these are going to be the two of the best, most well-coached teams, you know, that could potentially take the field come Super Bowl Day. I don't think there's any question about that. I think both coaches will have an excellent game plan. I don't think that either one of them are going to do anything crazy and new. I think that, you know, I think that Baltimore is going to, you know, going to pound it with Ray Rice and look to play action pass and open up the middle of the field. You know, and Sam Fran, the thing about Kaepernick is he could run, he could pass, that he gives you so many different dimensions as a quarterback that, you know, he's shown, you know, over the last few weeks, you know, how he can beat you so many different ways, not just putting up 500 plus yards as an offense, but he can rush for 180 yards himself.
Yeah.
He's done that. So, yeah. I mean, you know, he's very impressive to me. And, you know, and I think that if he was going to be this second year burnout who couldn't win a big game, we wouldn't have seen the performance that we saw, you know, against Seattle. We wouldn't have seen the performance that we saw, 2 weeks ago. I just think that, they've proven their point, and I believe they deservedly are 3.5 point favorites, and they should win and cover this game.
Yeah. So you're going to be in Vegas, and of course in Vegas, as you know, in the sports books, they have kind of, funny prop bets all over the place, including how many minutes it's going to take Alicia Keys to sing the Star Spangled Banner. Do you ever have fun with any of that? Do you ever just for the heck of it throw something on the Gatorade or coin toss or nah?
Well, I will be in Vegas. They say it's a sunny place for shady people. More true when I'm there, I guess. But look, you know, these Mickey Mouse bets, what we used to call them back in the day, now they're called propositions. They really are not a proposition. The proposition is, let's overcharge you as much as we can for a single bet. When you make a straight bet, you're giving up about 5% the best to the house. When you bet a prop other than the toy cost, you're giving up about 25 to 30% to the house. It's just not a good bet. What I'd rather see you do, much smarter, is buy a half a point up or down on the game, no matter which side you are, take the 4, lay the 3, spend an extra 30 cents if you have to, but skip the props and give yourself the best possible chance to win what is the 18th hole, the last putt, the last game of the season, something that's going to give you a good feeling going into next year, is winning that Super Bowl. And buying a half a point in that case, I think is smart and appropriate here.
Yeah. I was glad to hear you say that you were going to Vegas. I used to live in Vegas, and I did a show from the Hilton Sportsbook. Art Manteris was the guy running it then. And, man,
sure.
I think there's nothing, Buddha Man, for people listening to us across the country like seeing a Super Bowl in Vegas. There's something about it.
Right. And the truth is that it is a lot like the prom. It is a lot like the last dance. I mean, this is, for all intents and purposes, all husbands and, you know, like myself, have to say goodbye to the ultimate hall pass, which is NFL Sundays. And now we have to get back to the backyard and start grilling again and start participating again and doing all those Sunday things that we'd love to excuse out of with football. It's just the bottom line. And that's why it's bittersweet. It's a lot of fun, but, you know, you can't help but feel, you know, like at the end of summer camp, the cold winds of winter coming back.
Yeah, boy, isn't that true? I'm going to clip this little bit of tape, and we're going to send that to Miami, by the way. So hold your feet to the fire. Buddha Man, thanks so much. Check out picknation.com. Have fun in Vegas, but not too much.
You got to go, Niners.
All right, bye-bye.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.